This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, February 14th. Well, fairly quiet day in the cattle complex, except for the front month Febs, which continue to lead the way lower, and that's kind of been the story for the last few sessions. That market had been the leader to the upside, and now it's deflating faster than everything else. But cash trade has been pretty quiet so far this week. We've seen some heifer trade on the Fed market at around 126, which would be steady to maybe up one from last week. Dress trade on steers around 200 even, that would be up a couple from last week. Box beef values yesterday were weaker. Choice down 72 cents at 216, select down 99 cents at 212, the spread sitting at 443, movement 128 loads. Now the feeder cattle index is around 141.79, that's up 11, and that's been fairly flat here for the last several sessions. Export sales were disappointing again, 5,800 tons of beef sold. That's less than half of what we've been used to seeing coming into the government shutdown. And now this is the sale as of January 3rd, so it's pretty much during the holidays where you don't expect to see a lot anyway. So we had 5,800 tons sold. South Korea took 2,500 of that. Canada 700, Mexico 600. So South Korea was the big buyer there, taking about half of what we had to offer, or half of the total sales, and then everybody else was pretty minimal. So hopefully this pace will pick up as we move on forward. Next Friday, because of the Monday holiday, we'll get export sales on Friday, and that will be our catch-up report, where it's going to get us all the way up to this week. So it's going to be a good 5-6 weeks worth of data all rolled into one. So that ought to be fun, but at least we'll be caught up, and then we can just try to have a normal life after that. But the cattle market itself appears to be kind of stalling here. We came back up. We tested the mid-January high on the front month Febs, and since then have backed away. You had a fairly weak day on Tuesday, and then you had just a minor gap lower yesterday, but didn't make any attempt to fill that gap. So the market is looking like it's pulling back here. So we're getting double top formations on the Feb, which is contract highs. On the Aprils and the Junes, the Aprils never really came back up and tested their contract high, which was that spike high with that huge key reversal down that we had here a couple weeks ago. We've never gotten back up to that spike. We got up to the previous swing highs that had been forming a double top, and then so now we're back up to those resistance levels, except for the spike high. On the further defers like June, that spike high was a contract high. Also, we did manage to get back up to it here a couple days ago, and then we've pulled back there as well. So it's an interesting type of formations when you look at the different contracts. If you go further out into the August, the spike high actually got taken out here a couple days ago, but that took us up then back up to those kind of quasi-double tops from the mid-January rally that retested the early October rally. So there too, it's notable resistance. Everywhere you've looked on here, the market seems to be respecting some pretty important resistance levels, and we'll see what we can do with that. You know, of course, got another cold snap coming down into the Central Plains. That's likely going to stress some cattle, but it's not going to be the wet and muddy conditions like you've seen in the Midwest, where you had that and then the cold weather came in, causing some serious stress to cattle and feedlots and everybody involved. But Central Plains, it's going to get cold. They're talking zero-ish and with very little snow cover. But if you're not wet or muddy, then that's not such a terrible situation. So it might slow down some weight gains, but it would be, I think, minimal. As long as the cattle aren't too stressed by being wet or a lot of wind or something like that. So we haven't heard about blizzard conditions coming, just yet another polar vortex kind of swooping down. And of course, we'll engulf all the northern plains, but stretch down into the far southern central plains or northern southern plains, however you want to define it. But it's going to get pretty cold down into the central plains through these next couple weeks. In the Midwest, we're still looking at cold weather, and across the northern plains, that doesn't seem to want to change very much, at least in the short term. But eventually, we're going to get through this. You know, we're going to see spring come, and temperatures will warm up, And I think the cattle will get caught up as far as marketings go. You pulled a lot of cattle forward, there's no doubt about that. We were doing that through the holiday season. Feedlots were moving as many animals as they could because prices stayed elevated, and that was weather driven as well. So we've been in this weather event, if you will, since early December, when normally you'd be putting in some seasonal highs. The weather that just kept hammering the Central Plains and into the Midwest, you know, stressed a lot of cattle, slowed down the weight gain, slowed down the marketings. All of this is serving to disrupt the total marketing pattern for quite a while. This is going to be a pretty significant disruption. It's going to bunch up a lot of cattle, and they're probably going to be working their way into the slaughter channels here as we get deeper into March and through April. So that's going to be difficult for the feedlots, I think, to work through. At least they're starting out in a situation where they weren't immediately behind in their marketings because they had pulled so many forward. But I think that's part of the reason why feeder cattle struggled so much in early January, that there just was no place to go for them. That the feedlots weren't empty. They weren't emptying out the pens like they normally do. And so you just didn't have that demand base for the calves. As we get into spring, I think you're going to see great demand for grass calves. At the same time, feedlots are looking to refill pens. So feeder cattle, I think, could take on a much different fundamental story than live cattle, at least as we work our way through the spring. And I think this weather disruption, because it's lasting so long, we're going to feel the impact of that well through the summer, that we're going to have delayed marketings, delayed placements, and then you're going to have bunched up placements, then you're going to have bunched up marketings down likely in August. So this kind of whipsawing back and forth is being created by these weather events and the difficulty that we're having getting the cattle moved out of the pens in a normal type of pace. So that wraps it up for the cattle commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.